What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gausser had the double off the wall, scored a run. Look, the guy's a tremendously talented player. Walked twice, which is not in his MO. But you saw the double. The ball comes off the bat like a rocket. And he plays all three defensive spots right now. He looks like the center fielder for 2026. But this has been a lost year for him. Looks clueless at the plate. He's been hurt. He missed 2 months, basically, because he broke a thumb. First series of the year, as we've discussed a bazillion times. So maybe I'll look at him, use a comparison for some of our listeners who recall. This is before Nolan was born. Not that long ago. Jeffrey Hammonds. Jeffrey Hammonds was the fourth pick in the draft in 92, was generally considered by baseball scouting experts as the best player in that draft. But the three teams ahead of them, the Expos were one, the Padres. See, your Phil Nevin was picked. Couldn't afford to sign him. Orioles did. And Hammonds comes up at 93. He's raking. Everybody's like, get rid of Brady Anderson, who had coming up a all-star season in 92. Then Hammonds gets hurt at the end of 93. And he gets hurt in 94. And he gets hurt in 95. We were talking about Alex Ochoa and Curtis Goodwin. Jeffrey Hammonds, he's a bust. Then he regrouped, had a big year in 97 as the Orioles went wire to wire. Point is, Hammonds was more ballyhooed than Kowser was coming out of the draft. But he couldn't stay healthy. So I will do this for Kowser because he doesn't have that track record of being unavailable. If he could stay healthy, we saw what he could do last year. He's never going to win a batting title, I don't think, but he can hit you 30 bombs, maybe steal you 20 bags. Good defensive outfielder. But this year's a wash. So as we talk, well, I want to see Masai, I want to see Beavers, Gunner. Gunner's on fire. Holiday a little shaky lately here at second base. Did make the nice play in the extra innings there with the infield in. See what Kowser can do. To dismiss him totally is, and I frowned upon him and I'm down on him. But what do you think, people? Is Colton Kowser still a guy that he better be an integral part of what they're doing next year, I would think, and for many years to come, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, like you said, you know, this was an off year. The year before, he was awesome. So, yeah, I mean, he got off to a slow start and never kind of rebounded, got into his groove, and new season for him next year. Come in, you know, and reprove yourself totally. Bob, you know what? When I was watching, like, the last few days and stuff, watching Gunner, like, the body, you know, because we talked about, like, Bateman with the body language, how bad it was the year before. Like Gunner, remember he was throwing helmets and doing all that, you know, and not running base. Totally different dude now.
He's playing mad right now.
Oh, he's playing mad.
Caller say that yesterday.
Mad, awesome, whatever you want to call it, he's playing great.
He's got this he's not like, hey, 2023-24, where they're like, hey, everybody's smiling because we know. Now he's playing like a guy on a mission. Man on a mission. Yep. Maybe that's the more appropriate way to
play. Thank you, Trevor Story.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably wasn't the catalyst. I think Gunnar's been a little amped up before that, but sure. Still, a little fuel to the fire. And, you know, he always plays well in Boston, as Bob mentioned earlier. So we'll take it. As far as Kowser in the outfield, the center field dynamic is very interesting to me because, look, he's just been pretty much the everyday left fielder since he came up here. And left field at Camden Yards is different than left field anywhere else in the big. So to move him off of left field means that I need to have someone who's at least close to capable of what Colton Kowser was able to do out there as his replacement. I got no problems with Kowser in center. We say he's a good defensive player, and I do believe he is. Just got to figure out where the ball is going. He's got a hell of an arm, just doesn't know where it's going. He's going to throw people out. And it worked to their benefit last night. The scouting report, you know, high percentile in terms of arm talent.
That's E-Boston on that one, let's be honest.
It is, but yeah, they're not alone in that. I think a lot of other teams out there would have done the same thing, right or wrong. That's just the way the game has gone. So that's only going to get you so far. Eventually, teams are going to catch on. Well, hell, he's got a hell of an arm, but we don't know where it's going. So now we're going to start running on him. You know, you got a little goodwill built up right now just based off of arm talent, but it will run out.
Haven't we had the advanced scouting report on the Orioles catchers maybe not really being able to handle that situation at the plate? If it's a bang-bang ball runner at the same time, Orioles have had a hard time winning that battle, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, yeah, they've been beat on much better throws.
So
yeah,
why not just, hey, this guy might drop the ball. If it's a worm burner, you know, he's not going to make the scoop. Let's take our chances.
You're so obsessed with Kowser's arm, but you completely overlook the speed of your base runner in Eaton. Yeah. You know, it's not like he's Pablo Sandoval. He's a capable runner, very good runner.
That's their problem. As the Orioles sweep that little mini two-game series, but Colton Kowser, we're still looking at him as a guy that's going to be an asset for the future in the next 5 weeks. Maybe get his confidence up a little bit, and he reached base 3 times last night, drove in a key run. I think that goes a long way into helping him, at least during the day off and getting ready for the Astros coming up tomorrow night. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Benny, what's going on with y'all, man?
What's up?
Hey, now, real quick, before I get to the O's, since people always say I'm never talking about football unless it's Cooper Rush. But so Ravens, they talking about maybe releasing. He might not make the cut. It was Odoway? I can't remember.
Ajabo.
Like,
he's
going to
make it now. He's going to make it now.
He's going to make it?
Well, yeah, because Adisa Isaac's going to be out for probably 8 to 10 weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, because I had a perfect landing opportunity for him if he get cut. Because since you know this stuff going on with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys, that would have been a great fit for him in Dallas, you know. But
maybe Cincinnati, if that would have come to fruition.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But we shall see. We shall see. But on to the O's, though, man. I never thought I'd still be this excited for a team that really don't have a chance to go to the playoffs, you know, watching this young team play like this, though. I mean, it's just amazing, man. That game last night, man, we normally lose some type of games. You know, like, we haven't won many of those type of, you know, extra inning games this season, man. It always be like a heartbreaker. You know, we seem to lose, though, but I'm excited. And we finally passed somebody in the standings, though. Like, that hasn't happened all year, right?
Caught Minnesota. Yeah, like,
how about that?
Who's 6-0 against the Orioles this year, which is crazy.
Exactly. That's very crazy. But they traded a lot of they players.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
Yeah, because they were like the Orioles, disappointing teams. By the way, the Orioles are 17-18 in one-run game, so it's not like they're getting totally housed in that area. 3-5 in extras. Were they really taking a pain, or were this year in blowout games, win or lose by five or more? They're 12-25 this year. That's what led to those astronomical run differential and ERA totals.
I heard this morning that Mateo was starting his rehab assignment, and they were saying who they think is going to be the odd man out. You know, a lot of people were saying that Vasquez guy that's filling in for Westberg.
Probably would be him. You're not getting rid of Jackson.
Yeah, but I would give the guy a shot. We already seen what Mateo can do, you know. Let this young guy Vasquez stay up here. You know, I guess he probably got more options, I guess, than Mateo, but... You know, that's a small decision they got to make. I mean, you know, I'm just worrying about what they want to do with Mountcastle, and why didn't they start Jeremiah Jackson last night? They got to have three straight multi-hit games, and you just bench him. Yeah. You know, because I understand people need breaks and all, but they got off day to day.
If he was a good third baseman, he would have been in the lineup last night.
Yeah, so
but he's not really astute at the infield, but. I'm more like, why wasn't Basayo in once they got scratched?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? That's right.
But whatever.
I just knew Basayo was going to be catching when they say Allie was scratched. You know, then I say, well, he's not playing. You know, but I guess they're trying to keep that at-bat thing down and playing little games like that, man. But, you know, hope that I want to see him all four games this weekend. You know, hopefully they play him.
Well, they're pimping him. Hey, thanks for Sean coming up bottom of the hour. They're pimping him. Him and Beavers, come see the kids. Get that thing done. Basayo did get the game-winning hit. They don't keep game-winning RBIs as an official stat anymore. As Oriole Hall of Famer Ken Singleton told me that the owners wanted that gone because that was another bargaining chip for the players when it came to getting money. Hey, I'm eighth, and like Singy and Eddie Murray were always at the top game-winning RBIs, but the owner's like, nah, we got to get rid of that as a stat. Or that's another thing they bring to the bargaining table when we want money.
That's bogus, man.
It is bogus, man.
Still gets credit. That's five RBIs in three games. That's all I care about.
That's all that matters. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Jerry Coleman's going to be joining us. He's got a couple of podcasts he wants to talk about. He's been out at one winning drive with the Ravens, so we get his thoughts on all things there. Whip around 11:15. And Bob Nightingale from USA Today will talk about baseball as we head into the final stages of August and get into the pennant stretch of September.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.